Well, both had very strong Kabbalistic thoughts. And this Hasidim made the Kabbalah, at least their version of it, very popular. In other words, they wanted everybody to learn it, everyone to study it. And the Mishnahsim run so enthusiastic about studying the Masses. So, but the Hasidim were so successful at doing it that the Mishnahsim had adopted it. Not to that level of Hasidim, but some of therefore some of the Mussar Sfarim, I can see that's the Sfarim, coming out of Kabbalah. There's almost no Kabbalah in the Mussar Sfarim. He's a very amazing sacred. It's not a sacred you have to know any Kabbalah at all.
The
Sfarim? The Sfarim is a great sacred because we're going to study it, but as you study it, you see that he is extremely practical, extremely down to earth. He's not, he's saying things that every person can relate to, and very, well, the one that gave him the hechsher, which made him the number one sefer, was the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said, it's his number one mishnah. So once the Vilna Gaon said that, everybody had to go along. And the thing is, it's really very good. It's so, and it's amazing how it's really, in a certain way, if you know who he is, Moshe Chaim Misato, the great Mekubal, and the other books that he wrote, it's amazing how he can just be so deceptively simple in a certain way. He doesn't tell you that there's a lot of Kabbalah going on behind what he's saying. It's just very simple, very much, very straight. Okay, so we pick it up. You ready to move on this?
Yeah. Should I break up between March and the French here?
I think you should, because it's, and then it gets up there and into the computer, it's going to be classified. But when you see that the show, everything which we're saying, if she's putting on that, it's going to go up on the internet. So.
Why you web, you know.
So, anybody, so, you said they can get it up there. And these are the two guys who Gabriel and Eddie who are taking care of all of this. Okay, so go to the second paragraph of the Hadzama of Mishra Tisharim. Says, the Shered, you see, in his bonane, the Hovetar Ofa Olan, if you look around what's going on in the world, you see, he wrote Anshe HaSekel HaMohir VaHapitim HaKharisim. Most of the people who are very bright, sharp, very smart people, Yasimu wrote his Bonumum VaTakusam, spend most of their thinking and their focus to Dakus HaKochmos, very fine points of wisdom. The Omeko Iyidin, very deep, I think we say Tanda. He's talking about Talmidei Chacham, and I was like, people like us, Rebbe, Talmidei and Yeshiva, when we're using our mind, most of the time, we're using our mind to move over here so we can see one another better. We're moving our mind more in the very, very abstract, very more deep details of halacha. Obviously, it's a big mitzvah, but that's what people do. Every person has what attracts them, like some people like work on Tosfos, some people like work on the Rambam, some people like to read on the Gemara, whatever. He's thinking even more than that, he's thinking about the whole world. A lot of people like to think about biology or astronomy. There are other people who spend all their time thinking about mathematics and engineering. A lot of people spend their time thinking about their profession, work. Going to the holy topics, studying the Torah. Some of the people focusing on different halachos. Mehandim Midrashim, some people study Midrash. Mehandim Tishkei Adinim, others study the laws of Dinim. Ach ma'atim yumin hamin azeh. There are very few people who focus on things which involve perfecting their service of Hashem. Allah, loving God. Allah, fearing God. Allah, clinging to God. All other parts of being a righteous person. Okay, now, Clearly, the man is in this world, and the most overwhelming fact of our existence is that we exist and that God exists. These two are the two overwhelming facts of our existence, that we exist and God exists. So the relationship between me and Hashem and God is the most important thing in life. If nothing was compared to that, that's the most overwhelming fact of reality. And once I know that I exist because of God's existence, He makes me live, then that's the most overwhelming fact. That everything about me has to do with Hashem, with God. So clearly, the connection between me and God should be the most important thing in my life. Because that is the most overwhelming fact of life, is that God and me exist, and my existence comes from His existence. So therefore our relationship, how I relate to this, is the most important thing. Nevertheless, a lot of people don't focus on that. Even religious Jews who are keeping Torah and mitzvahs, they don't want to think about it. They're afraid of this. Or he thinks that people take it for granted. He lived about 300 some odd years ago. So in the Jewish world 300 years ago, it was simple that I'm Jewish and God created me and created Jewish people and the relationship between Jewish people and Hashem. All this is very simple things. It was so simple that people basically just didn't focus on it. Today, we're living in a different world 300 years later, just that this reality should be something that we live with. That's itself a very important thing. A lot of people don't even, they don't know exactly what people think, if they think at all. But it's basically something that's very difficult nowadays to even become aware of. And as I said yesterday, we have to give credit to the person or to the being that gets the credit for this, and that is the Satan. Satan does a great job. He knows exactly for every generation what things he can do to get the Jewish people to go off the right path. Most important thing is that people should forget that there's a God in the world. Even if they're doing mitzvahs, it does do them. But not to really realize that there is a living Hashem, there's a living God, that He and I are interacting every second of the day, that this interaction is real. Shavit Hashem Lameg Yisam. But the Satan can get that out of our mind, he's got a big jump on what he wants to accomplish. So he has like 90% of this thing already done. If he can get Hashem's Ruach out of him to his head, then he's way ahead of the game. Because if you put in two ones alone in isolation booth, I've got one-on-one against Satan, not much of a match. You have to do that well if he's doing that as well. If he's with Hashem's Ruach at his side, he can beat the Satan. But we need that ally, we need Hashem to be with us. So the most important thing is for us to get this focus of Hashem, but that He is real. He's real in my life. A real thing. When I wake up in the morning, I say, thank you for helping me get out of bed. Go to the bathroom the first time of the day. Thank you that my body is working. Every step along the day, I eat my grapes for breakfast. Or you guys are coming up, but I eat grapes. Eat the grapes. thank you for making the grapes. Thank you for letting me have the Cheerios and let me have... Everything has to be a real interaction with Hashem, because that is the reality. That is the reality. Everything works. My fingers, my blood, everything is His doing. I'm just very fortunate that Hashem gives me the ability to be in this world and to enjoy life. It's His gift to me. But I didn't do anything to get here. I was put here. So everything which I have, every part of my existence, is His gift. And that's why I have to relate to that. So that's what the stuff on trying to get that out of my head. But I have to have this in my head every second of the day.
It's impossible. No, I mean, it's impossible to do that and do other things.
Well, no. The Rambam says, in Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva, says that definitely it is possible, that the goal of the awareness of Hashem is that while I'm doing everything else, while I'm eating, talking to people, doing math, certainly learning Torah, if there is subliminal, somewhere between the subconscious and the conscious, there's a certain level there, but a deep level of this awareness. Okay, that's what Rambam writes. And that awareness, Rambam says, is the soul of Abba Hashem. So it's always functioning, it's always there. The greater the tzaddik, the more he's able to make it conscious while he's doing something else. Most of us are not that level to get it to the conscious level. That's why for many of us, we have to take out and feel as a shalom and think about this for 5 or 10 minutes every morning. Yeah.
Well,
I think it's very hard since it's the most important mitzvah in a certain way, certainly from Chassidus, that the goal of living is the Vekas Hashem, which is nothing but the Shalom, the Kabbalah, which means that awareness, that connection at all times. So the Satan, the opposing forces, with tremendous effort to get it away from this awareness. That's what makes it so difficult. The fact is that it's really very simple. That's what Abu Hanan Wasserman writes in his thing, and you should get hold of that, and it's so snap Abu Hanan Wasserman in his thing about Emuna. He says, really, it's very simple. Because having someone who thinks about this, once you get to some point, and almost everybody at some point, especially a religious Jew, at some point says, yes, I believe that there's a God. Once he does say that, then the rest is simple, of course. I mean, that tree with all those leaves is God's work. The air is God's work. So everything is so simple, then it just comes, it's got to come, like I say, like a torrent, an explosion of tremendous love and appreciation that God gives me. So I just have to, why is it, but the difficulty is to get to making it simple. That's what Rav Chaim Wasserman explains. The difficulty is that they have all these internal opposing forces. A lot of my being opposes the concept of God, of a living God. Because a lot of people, me, doesn't want to be subjected. I don't want someone telling me what to do or what not to do. It's against me. So that's a big problem. Because the ego, which I have inside, is trying to keep this away, trying to keep the yoke, because otherwise and I'm losing that independence. But difficult is to keep the awareness, to keep it going, because there's a lot of defenses against it, a lot of defenses which are there against it, all types of levels of things.
But as he says, one of the manifestations of the way people get away from it is to say, okay, it's obvious, so why have to think about something? So the sun is shining. I walk around the whole day saying, hey, the sun is shining. Walk around the whole day saying, hey, there's air in the world. It's obvious, so people don't think about it. That's a very simple way of getting away from it. But you can't just say, hey, there's a God in the world. So big deal. It's ridiculous because it doesn't make any sense. But that's what people will do. And that's why one of the important things is you study the Black Masuda Fisham keeps us having this awareness going all the time. And he's right, that you can even be studying Gemara and lose the awareness. And say, hey, it's so difficult. It's not difficult, it's just because you're not going to focus on it. If you focus on it, it's not difficult at all. A lot of people are afraid of God. They're afraid of Hashem. There's good reason to be afraid of him, but really it's not, they're afraid for the wrong reason. They're afraid to take away their independence. But the Gemara says, Ein lecha ben cholim el misha otik v'tolah. The true freedom is being in Torah. Because Torah frees me from myself. See, the trouble is like this, people think, if I be free, boy, it'd be great. But the problem is that people don't understand that you're not becoming free, God forbid, try to free yourself of Hashem, of God. You're just becoming a slave to the Satan. But to your Yetzer Hara. You're not getting real freedom because you're going to start running after the passions and all these things which are just pulling you, and you know that it's wrong. And you know that it's against. It's not as if you become free and you go to the 42nd Street Library now and sit there for 12 hours a day for the next 20 years becoming brilliant and reading everything. No, you're going to go to the 42nd Street X-rated movies for the next 20 years. You're going to go to the prostitution houses on 42nd Street. You're going to become a slave to your passion. That's what happens to people. That's what happens when they forget. So having Torah, having Torah gives you real freedom. Hashem is not looking to dictate. All these things are told to us. He wants us to be able to become free, to really be able to function, to do the right things, as we know, what the Tzaddikim do. Okay, this was Beis Mishpat Shalom.